Well, I am here in Chicago, Illinois at BI's PER Symposium, and basically we spent the morning talking about some diagnostic issues and some research that's being done, and Dr. Clayton Johnson with the MASH Office, and he just got done talking about some of the research that his company is doing. So first of all, Dr. Johnson, introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about the company you work with.
Hi, I'm Clayton Johnson. I currently serve as the Director of Health for the Mashoff's pork business. The Mashoff's is a family-owned pork production company. Recently got involved in poultry as well, but I've always worked within the pork business, and historically the company's been a pork business located in southern Illinois. We raise pigs throughout the Midwest and other associated pig-producing geographies in the United States, composed today of about 190,000 mated females, and also raise about 4.5 million pigs, to which we sell to primary harvest facilities throughout the Midwest.
Well, you kind of talked today about how you're taking the research that some of these other guys talked on and applying it and talking about management practices. And specifically, you first talked about the measuring the PERS control protocols and what that means. So kind of just recap that briefly.
Yeah, well, we were fortunate to get exposed to a lot of the good work that was coming out of the University of Minnesota last year in the time to negative pig study, and that work allowed us to make some estimates around what prior immunity was worth in our sow farms. And sow farms that have been exposed to PERS, particularly sow farms in high pig density areas where they typically get exposed to PERS on a regular basis, what is that prior immunity worth, knowing they're likely to get exposed, despite our best biosecurity efforts, to PERS virus in the future? And so what we found through Daniel's work was that prior immunity could be quantified in the terms of wean pig output out of that sow farm in the face of the next PERS break, and that wean pig output was drastically higher on farms with prior immunity compared to farms that were naive, that didn't have prior immunity. And that helped us create a decision-making model that's ultimately led us to taking some of our sow farms that are in very pig-dense areas that get exposed to PERS frequently and running them as PERS control farms instead of PERS eradication farms, where we maintain an antibody-positive status in our sows so that the next time they see PERS virus, they've got a chance of having some immune response to that PERS virus.
Well, you talked about what led you to the low close and expose module versus the other. Kind of explain that.
Sure. Well, load, close, and expose is commonly the approach that we take from a PERS management strategy in our system. There are other models that are out there to deal with PERS, everything from don't do anything about it, let the virus fester on the farm, to depopulate the farm immediately and bring back in naive breeding stock. And any of those decisions could be appropriate, but generally in our system, the economics we put around our decision-making, we're going to go with a load, close, and expose program. Historically, we've used live virus to expose those sows, trying to get the PERS virus that's been introduced out of the sow farm as fast as possible. So we'll expose them to the actual strain that we find on the farm. Currently, we've moved more towards a MLV approach where we use a modified live vaccine, and we do that because the modified live vaccine appears to have less impact on the sow farm's performance in terms of PSY. We don't see that PSY drop off the cliff with MLV like we sometimes do with LVI, and the number of positive wean pigs coming out of that farm being increased with MLV has ultimately driven our decision making.
There at the end, you're talking about the historical implications versus current performances. Update the audience with that.
Yeah. It's important to remember that the current performance compared to historical performance is simply a snapshot into performance data in our system. It's how many pigs are we putting out the door, and what is the performance post-weaning on those pigs on the prior program compared to the new program. And there are many other variables that can impact that performance. You can have your genetic impact, your health, your nutrition impact. Certainly other pathogens can play a role in that, and we aren't measuring that in association with this performance. But what that shows me, ultimately, is that the performance estimates we've expected are relatively close to the actual performance we're getting out of the current program. And that makes me feel fairly good about our estimates, that we haven't overshot them, oversold them, or also underestimated where we expect performance to be given our management strategies.
You talked about, you're working with the sows right now, but in the future you're looking into working with the younger females and the gilts and the variances between that. What is the timeline for that, and is there any advantages or disadvantages? advantages to one or the other?
Yeah, we try and be a science-driven system. So we try and make scientific decisions where we can. That's one in terms of how to manage a antibody-positive guilt that I don't think there's a lot of good science on right now. Currently, we are simply exposing that guilt to an MLV virus when she's showing up at our sow farms. Is that the right thing to do? We obviously think it is because that's what we're doing, but I'd be lying to you if I told you that I had great evidence available to support that decision-making process. It could be better off that we're exposing those guilts in guilt development and taking our guilt developers positive with modified live virus, but at this point we think it's best to keep it on the sow farm and leave it there, knowing we're likely to see some circulating MLV virus in those sow farms.
Well, thank you, Clayton. Once again, talking with Dr. Clayton Johnson here at the BI's PRRS Symposium in Chicago, Illinois, and I'm Jamie Johansson.